Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Seder Moed. In the Torah, in Parshas Kisisa, Hashem commands Bnei Yisrael through Moshe to give one half shekel coin. Shekel is actually a weight. The word shekel comes from the root mishkal, right? To weigh. It's a specific amount of silver, but it is a coin, to give a half a shekel coin per male over the age of 20 to the Mishkan. This money would serve, well, actually there are three such collections during the time of Bnei Yisrael being in the desert. One of them was for building the Mishkan, and they went towards the Adanim, the sockets, they didn't pay for them, they were them. They melted them down into these sockets that supported the boards of the Mishkan. And one of them was for paying for the Karbanos, and the other was for upkeep of the Mishkan. Now, the money that was collected going forward, right? So after that first collection, or the first three collections in the desert, it was not just a one-time thing, but it became an annual requirement as long as the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash was standing, and the money would be used to pay for the Karbanos Tzibur, the Karbanos brought by the community throughout the course of the year. So we're talking about the Karban Tamid that was brought every morning, the Karban Tamid that was brought every afternoon, the Karbanos Musaf that were brought on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, the Lechem Apanim. All of those things were purchased with the money from the Shkalim that were given by Bnei Israel every year. And the reason for that is, of course, in order for it to be a communal Karban, it has to be paid for by the community. And so that's what these half shekels were used for. The collection would take place each year in Adar, because they would begin to use the money for the Karbanos starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, even as the coins changed, Bnei Yisrael would continue to give the same value that they had given in the time of Moshe, so that the Machatzis HaShekel, the half shekel, wouldn't necessarily be the half of a shekel coin. It would be whatever was equivalent to that half shekel. So in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, the main coin that they used was called the Sela, and that Sela was basically equivalent to the shekel of Moshe, more or less. And so in the time of the Smigdash, the second base of Smigdash, they would give a half a Sela rather than a half a shekel. Now, the catch, of course, is that it's never so simple, right? So the shekel of the base in the desert, we gave a half of that, and the half shekel in the desert was called a beka. And the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, the main coin was the sela, which was equivalent to the biblical shekel, but its half wasn't called a beka, its half was called a shekel. So that means that the shekel of the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, was equivalent to the half shekel of the Moshe, of the desert, which is what Bnei Israel would give at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. So the second Beis Hamikdash, in the second Beis Hamikdash, they were giving a full shekel, which was equivalent to the biblical half shekel. Now, nowadays, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, of course, and so this obligation to buy Karbanos Tzibur no longer exists. Nevertheless, we still continue to give Machatzis HaShekel as a zecher, as a remembrance for the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. And we do that, of course, in Adar, usually at around Purim time, because that's when the shekel would be given in Adar. And also because of this, we read in the Torah, the special maftir of Parshas Shkalim, either on Shabbos, which is either on Rosh Chodesh Adar or precedes Rosh Chodesh Adar, because again, that would be the time that the Jews are getting ready to give their Machatzis HaShekel. There are a variety of minhagim about what to give and how much to give in Bizman Hazeh. The standard Ashkenazi minhag is to give one half of the current main coin, which would be in the United States a half dollar, and actually to give a half dollar coin, and actually to give three of them, because of the word truma appears three times in Parshas Kisisa, and that hints at the three collections that happened during the desert. So in kind of remembrance of those, we give three half dollars. And we do that, of course, in Adar. Maseches Shkalim, which we're about to begin, discusses the giving of the Shkalim, the process of collection of the Shkalim, and what they did with the money, along with several other associated topics that appear throughout the Masechta.